Oh, yes, baby. Turn that screw. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. Turn up that potentiometer.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
June's glowing red. Hello. Okay.
Yo, what's up? It's Rubric here again. And this is WMC Digital College Park. And we're gonna play a PSA.
Get started at startupshell.org. Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Wow, that was a very short PSA. What is that? Startup? Vibe code a startup. Our friend was trying to vibe code a startup.
Ain't no one care, bro.
Okay.
I'm
just kidding. For like a week.
Yeah. What's been going on? What's, you guys catch that UFC last night? That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. Yuri Prochazka. Rest in peace, bro. Rest in peace, brother.
He's the guy with the messed up leg, bro.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And that one heavyweight fight with the guy.
Yeah,
fucking bit, that was crying.
Hawkett, yeah.
Hawkett.
That's his name, Hawkett. DaCosta, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was good. What else was going on? What do we do Friday? Oh.
Yeah.
To Looney's?
No, you can't say that on the thing.
You don't think?
No.
Yeah, we just I wasn't. I was just saying in general, that's what we did.
Yeah. But yeah, and this person we know got freaking kicked out, bro, for being so crazy, and they couldn't handle it, bro.
He was
humiliation ritual.
Yeah, like they literally fireman carried them out, bro. It was crazy, I was being overly turned at while they were playing Play with Cardi, and that was embarrassing, but
yeah. But they should have been playing some post-hardcore. Never mind.
No, they should have been playing post-hardcore because that's what we're going to play today.
Yeah, well, I think that's
what we play all the time.
Yeah, but because we used to be saying it was screamo, but we've been enlightened, and that's just an umbrella term for just heavy.
Do you know
vocals.
What they're playing right now?
What?
Playing Whiplash.
Wow, they're playing Whiplash.
They're playing Caravan.
That's fire. Yeah. So I think we have a good mix of basic screamo she, and we
this
got
guy
some.
Kind of sucks though.
yeah. You think? Nah.
He's lucky to try, but I'm better than all right. But
yeah,
he's obviously an intermediate.
But if you could learn Whiplash, bro.
It's Caravan. It's on Caravan.
Oh, Caravan. I don't know. Yeah, that movie was crazy, bro. Yeah, okay. We got some metalcore. We have some basic screamo, some deathcore.
They were saying that Whiplash was a sports movie.
I kind of agree. I think that does make a little bit of sense. It's like he's training. He's training to...
Cause they could replace the jazz with anything else, and the story would still work. Cause the story is just about how like you sacrifice yourself for greatness or whatever. So it is a sports movie, and your boy DSP was talking about it, like it was his own point, bro. And I watched the Adam Neely video as well, bro. So
really,
I clocked him apparently.
Yeah. Do you think he got that opinion from the Adams Neely?
No, apparently, yeah, well, when Violet and them came over that one time.
Oh, that was Sound of Metal.
Yeah, but they're talking about Whiplash, and they're talking about how Don Siepierre, like, had this opinion about Whiplash, and it was a sports movie, and he was just reiterating the same talking points as the Adam Neely. Like, actually one for one, this exact same talking points as Adam Neely's video about Whiplash. So he just stole it
basically. Yeah, that's, well, maybe he just had that opinion from the beginning. He didn't even see that video, bro.
It was like literally everything I was saying, But he said, bro. But yeah. Okay. Not, yeah, but yeah. Okay, what are you playing? There's no internet, bro. What's up with this, bro?
I got internet.
I don't got internet.
So. Yeah, I have this.
Okay.
Blooming, my stuffed rabbit, bro. This one might be a little whack. I'm sorry if that
don't,
is the
why
facts.
Are you gonna call your own music?
But
whack?
Yeah, this I was really running out of stuff to put in this one, bro. But I think it'll all work out. If a worst case scenario, we can always play Blade. You know, it'd be very fun. Okay, yeah. We'll be right back. Wow. Some great songs. That was Blooming by My Stuffed Rabbit, Tears on the Moon by I Promise the World, A Shadow's Dance by Blair, and oh my gosh, They Say the People Elect, oh my god, They Say the People Elect the Government They Deserve, but I don't remember Knife. Dang, I can't even say that. That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
By the Great Redneck Hope. These freaking white belt emo shees, they're different, bro.
What? Yeah. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
his name doesn't even make sense, bro.
They're pushing an agenda. Yeah. Okay, nice
and then
to
Catalyst.
See you. Yeah, Catalyst. Go to Catalyst. I Know by
September is the only time I don't think of you.
And Steak Tits Football. I think, yeah.
What's wrong with you, bro?
I know. These are crazy, bro. They're really. And then wait till you hear the next freaking song's name, bro. But yeah, I don't know. They really do go crazy with the naming, bro. Just.
Do you think it's like a. Like the more. Like what makes something emo, bro? Like.
Yeah, the more words.
The more words
they
fit in there, yeah.
Yeah. Because that might have been the emo-est song.
What are your thoughts on February at Coachella? You think that's emo, bro? You think?
I think it's coming full circle because there is definitely eras like mall pop emo and like freaking My Chemical Romance and she.
That's not emo.
I know.
Wait,
but
is that third wave? Or
I think so. Yeah, like mid-2000s type. But they were headlining stuff crazy in like. Silverstein was headlining, bro. They had big turnout, bro.
Yeah. I saw the videos, bro, and it looked kind of fun. Videos kind of look cool.
But I think like just at a fat venue like that would be fun. Like outside fat venue where you can.
Well, I really like fourth wave emo, honestly. I do. I do enjoy the music. But they always got like 7 people in the band for no reason, bro. You ever notice that, bro?
Yeah, I know, because I was just looking at Rosa Cade's band, and I was like, they're not even making some crazy stuff. They don't need that many people. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dead Butterflies, bro, they had, like, 7 heads, bro, for no reason, bro. One girl's just there to play 2 notes on the trumpet, bro.
That's a second vocalist, bro. She's probably the marketing agent or something, making all the TikToks. Because the TikToks really made it, bro.
They're giving them some accusations, bro.
Dead Butterflies?
On some J-word accusation, yeah.
I understand. Yeah, well, you can't even avoid that, bro. In this day and age.
I feel like all these new gen bands, bro, they're all getting clowned on for being what, like basic or like just like
Your Arms Are My Cocoon clones.
Yeah, but Your Arms Are My Cocoon are also getting cloned, bro. I guess it's just, like, lights on music, bro. I don't know.
Yeah. But I think it's just the inevitable route that the genre is going in, post-emo.
Well, I was talking to Aiden, because Aiden went to the Dead Butterfly show, and I slid up on his story being like, that's some TikTok music, bro. And they said, the shackles of conformity do not bind them, so I guess we could take a lesson.
Yeah. Well, I do like Dead Butterflies, and I would have loved going to that show, but I didn't want to buy tickets for it. And I bet it was a very fun show. But hey, Flowers for Persephone, bro. That'd be.
They're stuck in Ohio, bro.
I know. There's a show today, actually, at Wax Atlas I was trying to go to.
Bro, if we lived in California, we could go to all the all these Sing Mo shows, bro. All these new gen.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to go to that. But
would you not?
No, I would. Vero,
I saw one. It was like. Everyone asked about you. First day back. And like, some other Sing Mo being banned, bro. It was like that. Was like, dang, bro. They got the Avengers, bro.
Yeah. But honestly, yeah, that would be fire. They do have some good East Coast stuff. It's probably just not the same as they would. But, yeah. Y'all like butter chicken?
Yeah, we're about to make that.
Yeah, we're making.
Wait, new Davin Cole song, bro. Yeah, look at this.
Wow, he had the Chinese cigarettes.
He bought them at CVS, bro.
They have them at CVS. Is that just not a bit? Why would they have them not locked up?
Oh wait, that actually makes so much more sense. Yeah, you're right. You're actually right. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, that was.
Sucks. But yeah, I know this guy in Religious Psychosis, who cuts people's hair, and he's crashing out right now, on his Instagram story. But
isn't that my guy?
I know, yeah. But I had to egg into it.
I'm not gonna say anything, but he's like, he was talking about how he was about to get mad at his old barber because he's cutting hair at he's learning to cut hair at this one barber shop, and then he's like trying to be his own man and like start Instagram/TikTok. So he moved to a different barber. And now his old barber is beefing with him now because he's like, I put all this money in you and you left me. And I was like, dang. And then he was like, you got to take down all the videos that you made while you're in my barbershop. And then he posted on a story being like, I could have said something mean, but Christ, something about Christ, like, prevented me from doing it. And he was like, thanks for Christ. But I feel like that's so disingenuous because why would you even need to post that? Like, you're actually like kind of self, like you're kind of glazing yourself if you post on your story being like, I would respond to this, but I'm a better person than you, so I'm not gonna respond to this. If you were a better person, you wouldn't say anything. What are your thoughts on that?
I wasn't really paying attention, but yeah, I don't know. I think he should just not take the videos down. And I think he should just, yes, freaking, he can be like, I don't know. Who's the guy who was the celebrity barber who used to cut everyone's hair?
Vic Plens.
Or freaking the guy from David Dobrik, bro.
Wait. Do you know the video? You know the video where it's like, it's this white dude, he's stealing from Target. And he walks out and he's like, I wish someone would try me. And then someone's like, do you have a receipt for that? And he's like, and then he says the F word and then you. And that was Vic Blends, bro.
Really?
Yeah, that was Vic Blends, bro. Wait. I'll show you the video.
Wow. Yeah. Cause that's such a good niche, bro. Just cutting people's hair. I've had the same barber for like 5 years and she's never given me a bad haircut. And it's actually fire. But yeah, when I was in middle school, bro, I used to have atrocious haircuts.
Bro, we do not pay for food over here. Dead homies, I came up. I wish they say something. Where's your receipt? Where's your receipt, man? Use a bitch.
Okay. Yeah, wow. That's like, what's his name? Who's the guy who always takes out hella money to gamble?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Or like it's like remember when people would go into the store and just start knocking stuff down from the shelves and it was like rest in peace Pop Smoke.
That's the one guy.
Oh, is that the same dude?
Yeah, that's the guy. And now he's a gambling addict, but he's low key chill, bro. He's from Rhode Island. And he posts on TikTok, he like overcharges his credit card to buy like 2 iPads and he pawns them to get like $400 to gamble.
I feel like that's mad inefficient. Like, would that, how would, why couldn't he just overcharge? Oh, I guess you can't withdraw cash, right? Or,
yeah.
I guess, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
But yeah, he's pretty crazy and he's a chiller. And I saw this video, like his documentary about him. It wasn't even a documentary, it was looking some slop YouTube. But he knows he's never about to make his money back. He just likes the adrenaline.
But what if he gets that Rain Bet sponsor though? He would actually make it.
That would actually be so tough. But RainBet, dude, the RainBet's getting to me, bro. Every time I see it, I'm thinking I should download. Because it looks so easy to make some money. But I'd be fried, bro, if I got some addicted to gambling. That'd be the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably one of the worst addictions, you think. But I don't know. Rain bet.
I'm trying to get a Rain bet sponsor on Tough Moments. Okay. Because they'll give a sponsor to anyone, bro. Yeah. They'll freaking...
Yeah, go follow our
No.
Well, okay, never mind.
We gotta grow it traditionally.
Like anyone listens.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna play this Joshua Fit for Battle, another OG screamo band. It's called F the Men in Her Life. Crazy title.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. It's crazy how far we've diverged from the original genre of this show, but I don't know. That one was alright. A little too metal-y. But, alright.
What? Alright, yeah, that was episode 8, bro. Shout out Rubric. If you had one thing to tell the world, what would you tell them?
I don't even know.
Yeah, bro. Listen, I would say
probably tap into Rainbet and things of that nature. But yes, okay. Goodbye.
Don't ever go in the Colombian room.
Accelerate. I know you're gonna break. dots and draw the line. The fault is yours, wait, the fault is mine. I put it in park and I turn out the lights. I don't care if you wanna go.